Rick Tittle back with you. We do have our guest. That's our good friend, Brandon Steiner. Brandon Steiner is the founder of the Steiner Agency and the Collectible Exchange. No one has better sports memorabilia than Brandon does. But Brandon is here to talk about his new book. He is now an author. The Ride-Alongs, What I Learned About Policing Crime and the New York City Justice System. Brandon, welcome to the show. Now, this all started, you were doing some ride-alongs. What made you decide that you wanted to write a book about it?
Well, the writing the book was the easy part, but, you know, spending the year riding along in some very dangerous police stations and areas in the Bronx and Brooklyn and Manhattan probably was stupid. But it was something I wanted to do. I wanted to get a better understanding of what was going on with urban policing in all the cities, and I figured what better one to zero in on was New York City. But I also did one up in Syracuse just to see a smaller city, what kind of problems that they were facing. And you know, I've done five police stations over. When a police officer gets killed in the line of duty, I try to go in and fix up a station dedicated to that officer that had fallen. I take the whole precinct to a Yankee game. Getting to meet a couple players, just try to uplift the morale. And then, you know, I just saw so much chaos in a lot of these precincts. Not bad chaos, but just a lot of crime and a lot of people getting arrested. And just was confused as to the order of things and how bad is it in these cities? And is it something that we should all be worried about as far as the level of crime and what kind of crime? And what better police department to zero in on than the NYPD? So the ride-alongs, my book I wrote for everybody, because we all should be concerned about safety, not just certainly your health, certainly your family are important. But you may want to think about safety, because if you don't have safety, like a lot of those other things aren't that important because, you know, people are getting shot and you see all these random things that are happening. And I was just trying to figure out, like, why? Where does it all come from?
Yeah, and we just had Officer Islam die at the NFL headquarters building just yesterday. And, you know, I remember hearing that there are more New York City cops than U.S. Marines. I mean, how do you even begin to sort of organize a place like that? So tell us about the boroughs, because I know Manhattan and Brooklyn fairly well. I don't know the Bronx, but the Bronx has a very bad reputation, you know, Fort Apache, the Bronx, the South Bronx. And yet,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but then again, there are nice neighborhoods there, obviously. But what was it like when you were doing your ride-alongs in the Bronx?
Well, first of all, it was extremely dangerous, to say the least. When you read the book, you really feel like you're in the car with me, or you're at the police academy, you're at the crime lab, you're at with me at 5 in the morning taking a gang down. You know, I just felt like the Bronx, first of all, what it felt like when I went on these ride-alongs is extremely unsafe, number one. But number two is I thought there were a lot of really good, solid people that are living in these neighborhoods, and they're ruined by a few gangs or just crazy amount of homeless shelters. Like one precinct had 9 homeless shelters in a 2-mile radius. You know, 200,000 people living in one precinct with 11 gangs, 9 homeless. I mean, what's the chances that you're going to raise a kid and not get caught up in some trouble? So I found that the juvenile crime was extremely high. So I think a lot of adults will use the juveniles to do the crime since they don't have to do as much time. And once they turn, I think it's 19, you can kind of get off. I think there's a lot of little bits of information and nuggets that most people should know about how policing works and how much shoplifting and how many more stores are closing because they can't stop theft and just the petty crime. If you believe that petty crime leads to much bigger crime, you know, I'm able to articulate that in the book. But it was fascinating to, you know, drive around in the middle of the worst area of Bronx at 11 o'clock on a Saturday night and realize that the amount of crime that happened in an hour probably happens in 6 months in a suburban area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for people to understand that unless you actually go into those areas and see it. My heart, though, broke more because there's so many good people that are living in those areas, and they need more investment and more attention. They need a better deal. So many parks closed, crime infested, schoolyards closed. Nowhere for these people just to hang out on a nice summer night. And then I saw so many stores close because of theft and because of petty, you know, petty crimes that they couldn't stay open after 8, or it was just stores that just couldn't open at all. I mean, when you have just so much crime going around you, it really does minimize, you know, just the whole culture of a neighborhood. And that's what I saw in a lot of these neighborhoods. And I think the last thing I'll say, and I know I'm on a little bit of a rant, but it's just such a great book, and so grateful the NYPD allowed me to go on this journey and share this with people, is I just think people don't realize that almost every precinct is down 25-30% around the country. Retention impossible, recruiting even more difficult now to get people to be police officers. And I want everybody to be put on notice that we should be concerned, because we're going to get to a point where we're not going to have enough police to keep us safe. And that's a big concern. I try to come up with to explain why this is happening and what kind of repercussions there'll be down the road if we don't start making some adjustments about how we feel and treat our police and what we're asking them to do on a day-to-day.
Yeah, half the Walgreens literally in San Francisco shut because of shoplifting. I mean, it has an effect. They also have time for one more question for you. Now, riding along, sometimes you got to do things that it's not by the book when you're a cop. Did you ever have somebody kind of raise an eyebrow like, don't say nothing about this, dude?
You know, I went around with a lot of different police officers and on a lot of different nights, and I didn't find that.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple of things that were a little disturbing because they're gray, you know, especially when you are confronting and looking at a group of people that look suspicious but aren't necessarily doing anything wrong. Mm-hmm. There's always that gray area. But I think that, you know, in this day and age with the cameras and everything else, everything is pretty much done by the book. I felt like it was pretty solid. I mean, for a guy who was in the collectible business, you know, there's nothing to do with collectible exchange, although you could buy the book on collectible exchange or go to Amazon, but all the money is going towards helping either redo some precincts in these neighborhoods or helping some of the people in these communities with like a Boys and Girls Club. You know, I didn't do this for the money. I hope that people want to go on this journey with me. It's worth it. And safety is such an understated thing that we don't think about until we're not, and then we're calling 911. So, you know, to get an understanding of what goes on in these neighborhoods and what we need to do to support the police, I think is critical for as many people as possible. And that's what I'm hoping the book will do.
Pick up the book, The Ride-Alongs, What I Learned About Policing Crime in the New York City Justice System, from our guest, Brandon Steiner. This sounds like this is going to be a big hit. Congratulations, Brandon.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day. Appreciate you. Next time we get on, we'll talk a little more about sports and the demise of what's going on with the Yankees and everything else.
All right, sounds good.